This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, thanks for being with me. I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the solution. I want you to be, you know, being a mouth is one thing. Yes, a mouth. Using your mouth, making noise. But being part of the solution is a whole different animal. That means you got to get informed. You got to get real information. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonny Smith's going to join me in a few minutes. And I know we've got a lot going on in the news. We've got a lot going on with the, you know, the data dump. You know, but is there anything here that's new? I mean, seriously. Is there anything here that you don't know, you haven't seen before, you haven't, you weren't suspicious about it, let's put it that way. That's why I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5, wow, look at that, 5563, always appreciate the time to, spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting and being engaged. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. God bless. Look at this. Like, God, you know, I love computers, don't you? So, I had a, at a school district today. Actually, I had plenty of them. There's a lot of them that are doing this. And I didn't realize truly how easy it is to put this in place. But with everything else that's going on, look how easily we get, I don't want to say sidetracked, but we kind of get off track. We're not paying attention. You can't pay attention to everything. I already got that. But you've got schools all over the country that are now teaching your kids about what we refer to, I guess, as the 1619 Project. Right? The fact that I love this, and I'm going to talk to Sonny Smith about this a little bit. The fact that we're teaching kids that the American Revolution now had nothing to do with independence, if you would, with fighting against, you know, taxation without representation, which I told you was not at the top of the list for the fight. But it was all about maintaining slavery. Now, there were things. I took Rick Reed's constitutional coach class. And there were things in that class that I never knew. I was never taught in school in the 70s. And I lived in Boston. I lived a block and a half from the Old North Church and about six blocks from Paul Revere's house. Yeah, I really did. I joke and say I'm one of the few people you know that got thrown out of Paul Revere's backyard. Anyway, so when you talk about history, why is it the Democrats always want to twist it or always want to make sure that the only thing we hear about is the negative part of our history. Not the great things that this country has done. Do they really hate it, hate us that much? Do they hate freedom that much? Maybe that's really the deal here. They hate it, or they're afraid of it, or something along those lines. Why wouldn't you want it? Why wouldn't you want to uphold it? Why wouldn't you want to keep it moving? Well, then they don't get to keep control. You watch what happens after Joe takes office. You watch what happens to guns, to your Second Amendment rights. See, remember, they have proven, and we have proven that we'll follow, they have proven that when they have what they consider to be a national crisis, they have a right to suspend the Constitution. They don't. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have a right, you know, if we have a pandemic, if we have an A, B, C, D, the Constitution gets thrown out. Or put on pause. That's always a good one, too. You know, I've been telling you guys for a long time. The Democrats are at war with us. We didn't start the war. But they're at war with us. Think about, again, remember, they're calling us the fascists, right? They want every elected official that supported Trump removed. I'm sorry. What is fascism again? Gone. Then what they want to start doing is they want to start getting to those who supported him as well, those that aren't elected. And they're going to go after these supporters any way they can. Just watch MSNBC. I mean, they're at the bottom of the totem pole. But watch them. You want to talk about a real sickness? Here you have people that are losing ratings like crazy. And it isn't all about the ratings. I get that. But it is. You do want listeners. Otherwise, you're talking to nobody. And here they are, losing ratings like crazy, and they're doubling down on what. Soon, there won't be any revenue for them to keep their jobs. But in their wonderful socialist world, maybe their bosses alongside them will pay them anyway. Because he's got all kinds of money, right? I mean, isn't it funny? The ones that really want socialism, what have you, or think they want socialism, they've got a boatload of money. These people telling you to stay home, to be safe, where are they? They get a paycheck? Come on, think about this. Think it through. So if you're a Trump supporter, if you have a Trump flag out, and the fight isn't in you, if you would, better take it down. Send it to me. I'll fly it. So we'll see your host. This is the Real Side. Sonny Schmidt joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Yes. You listen to Real Science on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something different. Push away from the keyboard. Yeah, something different. Get off of... They're not listening to you anyway. Get off of Facebook. You're not going to change... You will change nobody on Facebook. I mean, maybe after 10,332 posts, you might get somebody to say you might be right. But you're not changing anybody on there. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me again. I appreciate it. Give me send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. One of my favorites are, see, I should say my favorite. This will come back more often. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week, and I always appreciate her insight, her time, and her passion to do the right thing. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome.
You're looking so COVID-y today, as you put it.
Right? I was COVID-y. I've been COVID-y for like a couple days now. My daughter thinks it's because I've been eating dairy. Ooh. And but I haven't had any dairy for a couple of days, but she says it stays in your system. So yeah. I've just been in bed. I've been
wait a minute. Staying in your system, I get what she's saying because, you know, I mean a lot of ice cream. It's staying in my system, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about the scales. I'm talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's my nose. It feels like somebody punched me in the nose. I'm exhausted. But I think it's... I don't know if it's more physical or if it's more emotional. I just... look at, and I want to make a list of everything that we've gone through for the past 4 years and what the left has sent us through.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that, and they say this about women, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say women go through the battle, and then once the war is over, and they'll fight the whole time, and once the war is over, and I'm not saying this war is over, but it's not looking good, we break that, you know, everything hits us. So I think that I'm at that point where this, I don't know if it's physical or if it's emotional or if it's both, and it certainly could be.
You know what? It does take a lot out of you. I mean, we put up with 8 years of sitting on the edge of our seat because we didn't know how Oblamo was going to hurt us again. And then you turn around, and now you've got this happening.
Right.
And Joe Biden has already come out, and he pretty much stands 180 degrees on the other side of the issues that we're passionate about, and there is no give with him. Well, there won't be.
No. Yes, and you're right about those 8 years of Obama. Just if I can use the term, I was white knuckling it the whole time. Just wait.
Well, you're a black woman, so you can use white knuckling. I couldn't use it because then it would
say
show my.
I want.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, but just financially and so in so many ways is. Wondering if the nation was going to come back. And then when he got reelected, that's when I got out of politics. And I went back to school for interior design. I just need to go to my happy place. But that disappointment and that sorrow for America when he became elected again is what I'm going through now, only bigger because the left and the communists have gotten their hooks into this country in the way that they've always dreamed of.
Well, they're excited. I mean, they've got the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and they think, and you notice that they're not using the word mandate. I'm waiting for them to start using the word mandate. Same thing I love it. I'm going to play the clip later on with, what?
Isn't it woman date? You can't say mandate.
Yeah. A date date? A person date. They have a person date.
Person date.
Wow, they're going to screw everything up.
We only had a little bit left.
Well, I thought it was funny that Nancy, you couldn't use husband, wife, you know, can't use any of these terms anymore. And yet, she said something about being a proud wife the other day. And I'm thinking, is she going to be censured now?
Their side, nothing ever happens to them. And we're not sick of that, especially in light of what they're doing to all of us. They're talking about lists and repercussions for people who, you know, support Trump. And that's a really scary notion. That's a really frightening notion because they'll do it. We have seen that they will do anything to squash dissent and to win. Anything. They've locked us in our homes for a year. And now, if y'all don't see how much of a humbug this was, it was all to get where they are now. And we're still staying in. I mean, I don't know what to do.
I find it interesting that they're on a mission. And I mean a mission to take down Donald Trump. Anyway, they can. They want to make sure he has no chance of running again. They're talking about him wanting to start violence. And yet, you and I both know, we've been doing this for a long time, the violence that Maxine Waters, that Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, we got a list and fill both hands and both toes
no
on both feet.
Terms.
Right?
In no uncertain terms have they promoted violence. But it doesn't matter because they own all the institutions.
That's
they
true.
Can get the word out. So if they say it's us doing it, then the public believes it's us doing it. They impeached a man in the House on no evidence. They didn't even.
No trial. No evidence. No anything.
And it's not the first time he hasn't had due process. So what, you know, I get so annoyed when I hear people on talk shows go, but they've got to know that this is bad for the country. They do, A, they don't care that it's bad for the country, and B, why should they care? Because they keep winning every time they do it. It's like cheating in an election. What makes you think the next time they're going to go, yeah, let's look at these voter things because, you know, we really should clean this up a little bit. Why would they do that, people? They win. They're winning. If you haven't noticed, they're kicking our butts.
And come on, let's just be honest about it. They're not interested in the righteous thing. They're not interested. Look at when I first started the show, I told you I wouldn't let people call them sick people. I wouldn't let people say it was an illness. And now when you see the look in their eyes and the way they talk and the way they come after us.
The gleefulness.
What's that?
The gleefulness.
Yes.
Even, you know, for us in California who are still in lockdown, the gleefulness, the power-struck gleefulness of Gavin Newsom every time he does it is just... We can feel it. It feels like we're under the thumb of such evil. It's no joke. It's not we have a difference of ideas anymore.
Not anymore.
It's not, you know, sick. No, they're evil and they're ruling us. So what are we going to do about it?
Well, you have to be careful because, you know, anything you say, they're going to construe as you wanting to start a fight. But I've been saying this for a long time. David Horowitz says the same thing. It's just for years we have played by sitting back and going, no, they won't do that. No, the American people will stop them from doing that. And that needs to stop. They've been playing guerrilla warfare. We need to draw out the rules of the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and the gloves come on. The fight needs to start. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. No whiskey. It's going to be a bad night for whiskey. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment. in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to vaccinate 100,000 Americans in his first 100 days. The plan includes FEMA setting up vaccination centers across the country. Former CDC Acting Director Richard Besser says Biden's plan is very ambitious.
This is an ambitious goal, and I worry at times when public health over promises and then under delivers.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really, truly, be, you know, just get involved, get engaged, get informed. Really, you got to get informed, okay? Head up to Patriot Academy. You got to get the information. I thought I was pretty well informed on the Constitution. But what I came to find out, what I didn't know, was just irritating as heck. I got to tell you. You know, we all think we're, you know, experts in these areas because we've heard enough. But when I took the class, I'll tell you what, I did. I learned so much about it. And now, for our Christian friends, they're doing a biblical citizen class. Really, what is required of you to be a citizen of both heaven and this place that we call Earth, you know, United States there. And but you do have a calling on your life. You do have responsibilities as a Christian citizen of the United States. God has expectations on your life. Now, if you think you're going to plead ignorance to him in the last days, good luck to you. I'd like to watch that. You know, we got a whole book that tells us. You got the manual. You know what I'm saying? You know, before I bring on Sonia, I love that one pastor once said this. Some of you guys think you can go buy yourself a new car. Right? This is when you get born again. You got a new car, so to speak. And there's the manual in the glove box. And you don't have to open it. You know, the car's got a warranty on it. The manufacturer tells you how to take care of the engine and the car. You start putting the gas you want to put in there. You put water instead of oil in the engine because you want to do what you want to do. And it doesn't work and you get mad at the manufacturer. What kind of sense does that make? Got to follow the book. Got to stay with the book. You got to do what God tells you to do. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and her insight and oversight of things that are going on in and around us. And Sonia, you think since this is apropos for the weekend, do you think MLK would be excited about the direction the country's headed in? In the name of blackness, by the way.
I shouldn't be on a radio show because I am speechless.
Oh,
I am absolutely.
I gotta take a shot of that face after when we put it up.
Speechless.
Just before somebody gets ready to swear on the radio.
Okay, I'm going to say something in defense of the church, because I do agree with you, but I watched a documentary today, which it spelled everything out in a way that I could understand. And it's a little dry, but it was very visual, but it explained to me, explained the push for communism, where it's, how it started, who the players were, and how America was the big challenge because of who we are as independent, you know, as people who we are with our silly constitution and all that. So, in defense of the church, and it upsets me too, and one of the reasons why we're here is the church started ushering in all this liberalism and leftism, and basically it's a stepping stone to communism, and it was planned. This was all planned. We were all used. We were all duped. Just as the Patriots last week at the Capitol building were used. That tactic isn't new. It didn't start with Antifa. This is very old. But why don't we know about it? Why didn't we know about it? And what do we do? Same thing with the church. Their goal was to infiltrate the church and to bring that down, just like with the American family, just like with our morals, our cultural value, all that stuff. It was all planned to bring us down. So when they have an opportunity, they knew how to rush in there and get the job done. That's what COVID gave them. And I've been saying this since it started, because you could look at everything that they got in response to COVID worked to their advantage. They screwed up the economy, which was Trump's, you know, claim to fame, but it also forced us to be dependent on the government. Well, that's one of the main tenets of communism. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things that they got from COVID, and they were already trained to move in there when they could. So here we are. We are in the last days, but what do we do in the last days? Do we sit around and, you know, have Mai Tais and wine and cry in our Mai Tais, or do we do something else? Now, after watching this documentary, let me give you guys the name of it. It's on Amazon, and they have some really good Christian documentaries. I'm sorry. I know. But if you already have the Prime membership and you don't have to pay anything more, go ahead and watch some of them documentaries, because they're good. This one is called How the Specter of Communism is Ruling Our World. So this is the long march through the institutions. These people have been doing this forever while we've just been sitting around arguing about the minutia of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the Dems are great. You and I have talked about this. They are great at the long game. We're terrible at it, right?
But they've been playing it, too. It's not like they've just been sitting idle.
Right.
Look at what happened to our schools. Look at what, you know, you were talking about the project in the schools, and I've talked about sex ed in the schools. It's not like they've been, like, quiet. They've been throwing up test balloons. They've been pushing. What they found out this year is that they will make people go into their homes and wear a mask and not let their families in. They have learned so much about us, and we have allowed it to happen, rather than taking this year to say, oh, no, you won't. But I don't think that we were educated to the point where we better get now. We better get it now. And if you watch this documentary, it'll show you that there is so much going on behind the scenes, and we're not even knee deep into their plan anymore. We're up to we got like this much going. We got that much left.
Well, we're going to have to keep being bold. We're going to have to keep being loud. There's no way around it, because they are quick to spin around and get in your face. Look, again, go back to what I said earlier, which is, remember Maxine Waters said, you see him in a restaurant, you see him here, drive him out of there. She never, you know, how come she didn't say, well, don't be physical. Well, you want to get in the face, but don't be physical.
We know that they're not going to suffer any repercussions from that. And that was just a precursor to what's going on now. We're getting yanked off. I just sent a video. I just got an email or a text from someone I sent a video to earlier, and she says it must have been a good one because YouTube has deleted it. So that Maxine Waters and Obama get in their faces and all stuff that they are on record saying, it doesn't matter to them because they're always going to present themselves as the virtuous ones. So... Yeah.
What was it, Eric Holder? He Michelle Obama said, you know, if they go, if they go low, we go high, right, or something like that. And Eric Holder said, no, we kick them. I go, I'm sorry, isn't that violence? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
It is. And we know that. We know we're treated differently. But they own the media. They own everything. And they're all about their agenda. This isn't just a matter of they think they're on the right side of things. These guys are communists. They've been trying to turn our country into commie land. And they have found a way to do it. And you wait what happens next week. I mean, I love to believe I'm getting emails about Trump is going to come out with a magic card and, you know, we're going to find out why his last name is Trump. But I don't know. We have faith and hope and all kinds of stuff for the past, you know, since November that hasn't come to fruition. So
I'm still waiting for the Kraken to show up.
Me too. You know, I'm always, these days I'm looking for anything with the word crack in it, trust me.
Yeah. Send them to her,
take that,
okay?
However you take that.
Oh, God.
You need drugs to get through this.
But part of being miserable right now is the fact that, again, we had 8 years of oppression. If you were a freedom-loving, patriot-loving person, American, then you were under oppression under Obama. If you were Christian, and you can add to that, you were even under more oppression under him. Then Trump shows up, loves the country, wants us to have our freedoms, doesn't care what religious belief you are, and freedom starts to roll, and we see what's coming. And they fought him. They fought him. Why would you fight a freedom-loving American? Can you imagine these people, the days of George Washington, those guys? I mean, they would have been the naysayers going, you know what I'm saying?
Those guys weren't commies.
No.
So what's happening and what is really going to be awful is when they start turning those guns back on Christians again in this country. I suspect that pastors who kept their churches open and who are bold enough to stand in the face of this tyranny, I suspect that they are going to be come down on.
Yep.
Really hard. So let's say that it's a given that that's going to happen. What are we as citizens going to do about that that's going to make a difference?
You're going to have to wait and tell us on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. We're going to put... you've got to figure it out. You got 4 minutes. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Joe Kofar, you are listening to The Real Side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you be part of the problem is that you don't get informed before you open that trap of yours. So make sure you have the right information. I'm so irritated at a lot of our Republican friends this week who jumped all over. I don't even know what you want to call it. They jumped all over President Trump, if you would, for his words or the way he said it or why he didn't think through a little better what he was going to say. Do you guys understand? It wouldn't matter what he said. It wouldn't matter how he said it. Right? They still would have gone after him. They hate him. And they hate us for backing him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help uplift us and look at things in a happier way.
Good luck. I have on my comfort sweatshirt. I'm just like, this is...
You have a comfort what?
My sweatshirt.
Oh.
It's just, you know what? The left has reduced me to comfort clothes on TV, on video. So, you know... I think... Okay, so let me ask you this question. So if we... I'm done with Republicans, and I have been for quite some time. I get it that that's closer to what our values are, so when we vote, that's what it's going to be. But we see how turncoat they are. Like you just said, they're ill-informed, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're on the other side. So they took the side against Trump and this Capitol building thing, the speech. Even though the timeline is coming out, as it were, that his speech wasn't even over before the melee started, and also, that the police, FBI, CIA, all the initials were informed of the potential violence days before the speech. You would think that Republicans would want to be more informed than they are, but they're not, and they're not our friends either. So we're fine, and that's one of the reasons I got out of politics when Obama became elected the second time, is I realized I'm not just fighting the left, I'm fighting Republicans. That's a big fight for an old grandma, you know, sitting at her computer in the living room.
You're not an old woman, stop it.
But that's where we are. So then there was a poll that came out yesterday. This was a long, I'm getting to my question. There was a poll that came out yesterday, and it said that the majority of people who vote Republican would rather be identified and vote Republican than MAGA. I think that that's a part of propaganda and fake news, because I think MAGA, or whatever you want to call it, conservatism, constitutionalists, are a movement right now. I think Trump is right. There were at least 74 to possibly 80 million people who voted for him. So if he peeled that off, or if there was a movement that was a MAGA movement, I don't know that splinters the Republican Party, because going back to Republican Party gets us Romney, it gets us McCain's, it gets us people like that. So do you think that's sort of fake media, and that there are people, there's millions of us who could create a movement that is more in line with Christian conservative values that could be viable in America right now?
Yeah, I've always been irritated in the past when somebody says, you know, I want to start a third party, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I've always said,
nobody else could have done that.
Well, exactly. And in the past, I've always said, I have always said, hey, if you start a third party, where it's going to come from, the Republicans, going to be very few Democrats that are going to leave. I don't know how many independents you'd pull over. But I got to tell you something. Looking at the numbers again, looking at the walk-away movement, right, and how much they've been, they just gone with the Dems and didn't necessarily come to the Republican Party, but walked away from the Dems. So you've got that movement going on. Then you look at the independents, and a vast majority of independents do not like the impeachment. They don't like this process. They don't like what the Dems are doing. You might be able to pull some of them in. And I think the Republican Party would be reduced.
20% of black males.
What's that?
20% of black males voted for Trump.
Yep.
Huge percentage of Latino voters.
Yep.
They didn't do that to go back to this sort of crap. Because this is worse than the party. This is worse than what they left. The Democrats now are worse than what turned them off in the first place. So I agree with you before, you know, I mean, it's not going to, this isn't Ross Perot going, right, you know, it's that guy, second Sam. This, you know, this is a man who we know and we love, and we lived well under him. Mm-hmm. And we see the ugliness of what they're doing to him. So I just wonder if that's fake news, and maybe they did interview Republicans who said that, because I certainly...
Listen, I think if you start early enough, if you start now, for instance, and you really put some money, effort, and time behind this, I think you could build a party that would be hard to ignore. Very hard to... However, even with that said, look at the degree the Democrats will go to take anybody and anything down they don't agree with.
But within that movement, it has to be voter integrity. We have to figure out a way to do that.
Well, let's see what the Republicans do. We have, I think it's 35 or 37. One of my geniuses, and I mean this sincerely, in the chat room will probably tell me what the number actually is. But I think we have control of about 35 to 37 legislatures across the country, and they need to start doing voter integrity bills. They've got the people to pass them. Let's see if they're really serious.
They do have to. Okay.
Right? And then, you hit on something and just went right past it, which was so true. It'll be the party of Romney and Ryan again. It'll be the party. I'm done with Kevin McCarthy. You get on the floor and you censure the president. I want to censure the president because you didn't like the way he said something.
But you know what? We knew we couldn't trust those rats a long time ago, the McConnells, the McCarthys. Lindsey Graham. We knew that, but we gave him another, you know, Trump brought some people into the camp. They were like, I don't know. Yep. Just like a politician, they do what they need to do to survive, and the minute they have to work or do... we got to get our act together, and we have to go en masse, in force, get loud, get ugly, stop them in their tracks. And you know what? I see a lot of... getting rid of us being kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all that... It's really upsetting, but eventually it's going to be a minor setback because we're going to develop our own stuff. I've been discovering so many other websites that do the news or do information or independent videos that probably a couple years ago I would have said, this is conspiracy theory stuff. Now it sounded like it all makes sense. And also, I've been going to meetings of people, whether it be Zoom or in person. I think that's how I got COVID-y, but in person. And we actually talk about things to do. They hand out lists and people to contact. And it's not just sitting and venting. It's actually giving us something to do. And we're talking about survival mechanisms and, you know, things to do. So I think that you feel more empowered, to use a phrase from the left, when you're actually actively doing something rather than talking about how crappy this is. We all, if you don't know now how far they're willing to go and how crappy things are and how bad it's getting ready to get for you, shame on you. But
You didn't know how far they were willing to go 4 years ago without the peaceful transition of power, dossier... Then you've been living with your head in a very dark place. I'll put it that way.
And here's the thing. Dark place? You can't say that.
No, I didn't say black place. I said dark.
No, that's true. That's true. Okay. But you know what? They did it. We've survived. We conquered. We were victorious during the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We didn't have the internet. I hate to spring this on y'all, but we didn't have... We didn't have the internet and telephone. I'll tell you a funny story. I think I've told you this, said this on your show before. But the days when we had three channels on television and the screen was about that big. So I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm letting you know what I know that's like.
Okay.
And there would be a black entertainer who would come on the Ed Sullivan Show, whether it be usually it was James Brown or it could be the Supreme, it could be anybody. Somehow we had a telephone tree, and you know in those days there was like party lines. The telephone was not like it is now. It had many flaws. Somehow we all knew to watch. We all knew to stop what we were doing, whether we were having dinner, whatever was going on, turn that channel to channel 2, because James Brown, one of ours, was on television, and generally speaking, they were incredible entertainers, so, you know, it was a wonderful thing to watch. But how did we get that? It stumps me. How did we do that?
We talked to each other. Yeah, at church. We talked to each other walking around the square. When we went shopping, we'd run into each other at the grocery store. You actually knew the names of the people that live on your street.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, right.
Well, today they would say, what are you, stalking me? No.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
What are you talking to me for?
Why are you waving at me? What do you want? Where do people find you, Sonia?
I don't know. Oh, SoniaSchmidt.org. Go there. Subscribe so I can keep in touch with you and let you know where I'm going to be and where everything else is going to be.
All right, Joe Bettini, your host. Can we trust Joe Manchin? I'm not so sure, but my next guest says we can. We'll be back in a minute.